Construction crews are putting the final touches on the 86,000 square foot addition that's set to be open with a series of special events this weekend. The limestone and copper clad addition was designed to blend architecturally with the existing facility. Russell Panchenko is the Chasen's director.
It's a very handsome space. I think this is going to be valued nationally because of the architecture.
The addition doubles its gallery space for permanent collections of art and adds three new galleries for temporary exhibitions. Panchenko says the new space will allow art to be shown that literally couldn't fit in any of the museum's old galleries.
A lot of artists work on a very large scale. We've never been able to show large scale work, so we wanted to make sure that we had that option as well. So the works on paper only upstairs have a 9-foot ceiling. The primary galleries for the permanent collection only have 14-foot walls. Here we've got 21-foot walls. Are we going to do every show large scale? No. But you want to do it because it is a factor of contemporary art.
Panchenko says the addition was necessary to house a collection that's grown from 1,600 artworks when the museum opened in 1970 to more than 20,000 today. It was partially funded with an initial $25 million gift from UW alumni Simona and Jerome Chasen. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.